नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य विभक्तिवर्गे एकविंशः पाठः जून मासस्य एकादशः दिनाङ्कः रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहता निशाचरसमूह रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो षष्ठी विभक्तेः पुनरावर्तनं किञ्चित् कुर्मः षष्ठी विभक्तिः सामान्यतः द्वयोः पदार्थयोः सम्बन्धं द्योतयति यथा अस्माभिः ज्ञातं विभक्तिः प्रायेण चतुर्षु अर्थेषु प्रयुक्ता भवति प्रथमं क्रियया सह सम्बन्धं द्योतयितुं विभक्तेः प्रयोगः भवति ततः वस्तुनिर्देशार्थं केवलं कस्यचित् वस्तुनः वृक्षः बालः इत्यादिनिर्देशार्थं विभक्तिः प्रयुज्यते द्वयोः पदार्थयोः सम्बन्धं बोधयितुं विभक्तिः प्रयुज्यते कस्यचित् पदेन सह अन्वयं बोधयितुम् अपि विभक्तिः उपयुज्यते तत्र क्रियया सह यदा सम्बन्धं बोधयति विभक्तिः तदा कारकविभक्तिः इति वदामः यदा पदं कस्यचित् विशिष्टस्य पदस्य अन्वयं बोधयति तदा उपपदविभक्तिः इति वदामः यथा नमः इत्यनेन चतुर्थी सः इत्यनेन तृतीया इत्यादि उपपदविभक्तिः वस्तुनिर्देशे अथवा प्रातिपदिकार्थे प्रथमा विभक्तिः उपयुज्यते एषा षष्ठी विभक्तिः प्रायेण सम्बन्धं पदार्थयोः सम्बन्धं बोधयति स च सम्बन्धः बहुविधः भवितुमर्हति यथा एतेषु वाक्येषु मम पुस्तकं मम हस्तः मम पुत्री मम माता मम देशः इत्यादिषु सर्वत्र अहम् इति अस्मत् शब्देन यः पदार्थः तस्य अन्यपदार्थस्य च सम्बन्धः अस्ति सो देर् ईस् अ रिलेशन् बिट्वीन् अहम् एण्ड् द वर्ड्स् बट् इट् इस् नाट् द सेम् कैण्ड् आफ् रिलेशन् इट् इस् द रिलेशन् बिट्वीन् मी एण्ड् द बुक् इस् डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् द रिलेशन् बिट्वीन् मी एण्ड् मै डाटर् आर् मी एण्ड् मै हेण्ड् सो देर् आर् डिफरेण्ट् कैण्ड्स् ओके सो इट्स् नाट् लैक् an enumerated list etavantah eva sambandhah iti vaktum na shakyate there are hundreds of such relationships so any kind of relation in general is covered by shashti vibhakti etad drashtam tathaiva shashti vibhaktau rupani asmabhih drashtani balakasya balakayoh balakanam balikayah balikayoh बालिकानाम् नार्याः नार्योः नारीणाम् मित्रस्य मित्रयोः मित्राणाम् इत्येवं षष्ठी विभक्तौ रूपाणि भवन्ति अद्य कृदन्तविषये किञ्चित् पश्यामः यतोहि सामान्यतः किमुच्यते षष्ठी विभक्तिः सम्बन्धः इत्युच्यते अनन्तरं षष्ठी विभक्तिः कारकविभक्तिः न इत्यपि प्रायेण उच्यते सो देर् इस् अ जनरल् पर्सेप्शन् द षष्ठी विभक्ति इस् नाट् अ कारकविभक्ति सो वेन् वी आर् स्टेटिङ्ग् देर् इस् वन् जनरल् रूल् यु नो ऐ मीन् एट् द बेसिक् लेवल् आफ् टीचिङ्ग् द टीच् दट् द विभक्तीस् आर् सेवेन् कारकास् आर् सिक्स् ओके सो यु हाव् द कर्ता कर्म करणं सम्प्रदानम् अपादानम् अधिकरणम् ओके सिक्स् कारकास् And then they also say five karaka vibhaktis. There are five vibhaktis which represent these six karakas. Okay. So karma karaka is represented by dvitiya vibhakti. It's just a default statement. Karta and karana are both represented by tritiya. Sampradanam by chaturthi. Apadanam by panchami. And adhikaranam by saptami. Okay, so these five are the default karaka vibhaktis. Prathama and shashti are considered to be not karaka vibhaktis. Right? So prathama represents pratipadikartha and shashti represents sambandha. Okay, so that's a general thing which is taught, which is correct to the most of the part, but shashti can also represent karakas. Though it is not a default karaka vibhakti, shashti vibhakti does represent karakas, okay, in association with kridantas. So when it is with kridantas, shashti vibhakti represents the karta and karma. Okay, so to understand that, before that, let us know what are kridantas. Kridantaha namake iti kinchit. Okay. Because kridanta is a vast topic by itself. Vayam pashyamaha yada dhatuhu. So Sanskrita bhashayam dhatavaha mukhyaha. So dhatu pradhanam samskritam iteva vaktum shakyate. So a dhatu, as you all know, is a verb. So there are about 2000 verbs which are listed in a list called Dhatu Patha, okay, which is commonly believed to be by Panini himself. So it's like an appendix to the Ashtadhyayi where he lists 2000 Dhatus. Okay. So all words of Sanskrita are derived from Dhatus. Okay, that is the common belief. So there are two variant views. Some people believe that all words, which is like 100%, are derived from Dhatus. Other people accept the presence of some underived words. Say if you have a word like gauhu, which means a cow. Okay. So it is just an underived word which is used in the sense of cow with conventional meaning. Okay. But there are some people who even try to derive gauhu. So gachati iti gauhu. So there is also a derivation for gauhu from the root gum. So there is some slight variation, but whichever view you are in, at least 90% of Sanskrita words are derived from dhatus. Okay, all kinds of words, whether it's not just kriyapadas. Normally we just associate dhatus with kriyapada, like say pathati, gachati, the tinganta part, but not just that. So almost all Sanskrita words that we come across are derived from dhatus. Say if we take a word like Rama. Okay, so Rama we know as a namapada, but actually it is derived from the dhatu called Ramu, Ramate. So Ramante yoginaha asmin iti Ramaha. He in whom the yogin's delight is called Rama. So Rama is a word which is derived from the dhatu Ram. Okay. So similarly, so if you go on analyzing words, we find that most of them come from a verbal base. Okay. So how is this done? So whenever we have a dhatu, yatha kru iti dhatuhu, so you have the normal tingantas which directly indicate the kriya, like karoti, akarot, kritavan. So ting is a set of pratyayas which is added to dhatus. There is another set of pratyayas which are called krut. Kridating is the definition. So any pratyaya which is added to a dhatu, which is not a thing pratyaya, is krit. Okay, that's a general definition. But kridantas, krit pratyayas are a much wider set of pratyayas than thing. Thing pratyayas are just 18. So you have 9 in the parasmaipada and 9 in the atmanepada. So then because of the lakara differences, you get a variety of forms. Tinganta forms are numerous. But the thing pratyayas themselves are just 18. However, the krit pratyayas are about more than 140 in number. So there are these 140 odd pratyayas which are added to dhatus are called krut pratyayas. So any word which is ending in these krut pratyayas we call as krudantas. Krut ante yasya saha krudantaha. Yesham shabdanam ante krut pratyayaha yojyante te krudantaha ityuchyante. Krut pratyayaha bhinneshu artheshu dhatubhyaha yojyante. Yatha atra pashyamaha kechana krut pratyayaha krudantaha santi. Kr dhatoho ete sarve shabdaha nishpannaha. All these words and many more are derived from the dhatu kr by adding different suffixes. As you can see, sarvatra kr iti dhatu ho asti, pratyayastu bhinnaha. So, ekasmad dhatu ho, bhinnanam krut pratyayanam yojanena, bhinnaha shabdaha nishpyadyante, ete sarvepi krudantaha ityuchyante, ete sham pratyayanam prathak prathak vishishtaha arthaha bhavanti. Yatha krutavan, krutavan ityatra bhutakalarthaha asti. Right? So it is something which happened in the past and it is also the person who did. Okay, so it is karta. So it carries the meanings of both karta and bhutakalartha. Okay, so krutavan ityatra kartrarthaha bhutakalarthaha asti. Balaha karyam krutavan ityatra krutavan ityanena balaha. Krutavan balaha. Gatavan Ramaha ityatra kartra anmayaha. So we have seen this tavatu earlier. So when we say krutam, balena karyam krutam, athava balena bhojanam krutam, balena anyat kimapi krutam, kataha krutaha. So krutam atrapi bhutakalarthaha asti, tena saha karmarthaha. Kartrarthana, kritam does not refer to the person who did it. It refers to the object which was done. Okay. Ataha kritam ityatra kta iti pratyayaha, saha bhutakalarthakaha, karmarthakaha cha. Kartum ityasti avyayam. Kartum. So there is the purpose. One action is performed for the sake of the other action. Okay. So, bhojanam kartum graham gachati ityasti. So, here the tumunanta represents that uddeshya, one kriya being performed for the purpose of the other. So, krutva, on the other hand, it states that one thing has already been done, the paurvaparya of the kriya. So, one action being completed before doing the other. Se balaha bhojanam krutva nidram karoti. So after having the bhojana, or after having taken his meals, he sleeps. So bhojanam kartum indicates that it is the uddeshya, the purpose, whereas bhojanam krutva states that it has already happened. So after that he does something. Kurvan is present. Balaha bhojanam kurvan asti. He is taking his meals. So, kurvan is present. What is happening now? Karanam. Bhojanasya karanam. So, it is just a bhava, action. Karanam is doing something. Okay. It refers neither to the person who does it, nor to the object. It refers only to the action. So, karanam, krutihi. Both these words refer only to the action of doing. And not to any of the karakas. Okay, so karanam and kritihi are both the same. It means the same. They are just derived using different suffixes. Okay, so this is just few of the krit suffixes. This is not all. So just a representation of how different words are derived. Similarly, pat iti dhatoho, pathitavan, pathitam, pathitum, pathitva, pathan, pathanam, pathaha, pathaha ityasya api saeva arthaha, saha bhavarthakaha. So it just represents the action of path, reading is called pathaha. Okay. Similarly, vach iti dhatoho, uktavan, uktam, vaktum, uktva, vachanam, Uktihi. Uktihi is like kritihi. It just means the action of stating. So, these are the different words which are derived using pratyayas which are added to dhatus. These pratyayas are called krit pratyayas, and therefore such words which are derived using krit pratyayas are called kridantas. Okay. So, you have so many kridantas which can be derived. So, again among krit pratyayas, there are some general krit pratyayas which can be added to all dhatus. Okay. Say for example, you have the nul, this karanam, pathanam, vachanam. So, the suffix here is called nul. It is a suffix which can be added to all dhatus to indicate just the action. Okay. So, anything, gamanam, vadanam, nartanam, bhashanam, bhojanam. So, anything which ends with that ana. Okay. So, that ana is because of the pratyaya called mul. It can be added to all dhatus. Okay. Similarly, you have a dhatu like, you have a pratyaya like trich. So, karta, pathita, vakta, bhokta, shrota. Trich is also a suffix which can be added to all dhatus to indicate the karta, the person who does it. Okay. So, all suffixes indicated here like tavatu or kta or tumun, ktva, Shatru, all these are general krit pratyayas. There are also some specific krit pratyayas which can be added only to specific dhatus. Okay? So, we will not take them here. That belongs to a different thing on kridanta. So, now you have the kridantas. So, with these, you have to remember that these all these kridantas are now subantas. I mean, once you have a kridanta, it becomes a pratipadika. Okay, so, to this pratipadika, you add the sup pratyaya. So, these are all nouns. Though they are derived from a verb, they are now nouns. Say, kritihi kritihi kritayaha. He krite he kriti he kritayaha. So, you can get the forms in different vibhaktis for all these. Okay, kritavan kritavantau kritavantaha. Kritavantam kritavantau kritavataha. So, sarvesham shabdanam sarvasu vibhaktishu rupani bhavanti. Of course, there are avyayas. Kartum is an avyaya. Kritva is an avyaya. So, the forms will not change. But in essence, these are all namapadas. Despite being namapadas, they do indicate an action. Okay. So, they are dual. They have that dual character. One is they are namapadas, so they are declined like nouns, but still they indicate an action. So, because there is a dhatu, wherever there is a dhatu, there is an action. So, as soon as there is a dhatu, there is the different karaka relations related to it. Okay. So, don't be under the impression that karaka is only for a tinganta. That is what we generally do when we are learning karakas. So, tingantayana saha kriyayaha sambandha. Kintu, yatra kridantasya prayogaha asti, tatra tasyaha kriyayaha api karyani bhavanti. Udaharanartham, yatha uktam, se balaha bhojanam kartum griham gachati. Iti vakyam. Balaha bhojanam kartum griham gachati. So, there are actually two actions here. One is the kartum, the kr, karanam, and the second action is gamanam. One is going and the other is doing. Okay. So, bala is the karta for both actions. He is the one who takes or does food, takes meals, and he is the one who goes home. So, balaha eva ka bhojanam kartum graham gachati ityatra ubhayatra balaha eva karta. Kintu kartum iti ya kriya tasyaha bhojanam karma. So, bhojana is the object for kartum. Graham gachati, graha is the object for gamana kriya. Okay. So, both of the kriyas, wherever as soon as there is a dhatu, there is a karaka relationship, and that karaka will get that particular vibhakti. As we have studied the different vibhaktis. Okay, so wherever there is a kridanta, there is the possibility of karaka. Okay, so first, before we get into the shashti vibhakti with kridantas, let's just practice creating some of the kridantas themselves. Say karoti ityasya karanam ityasti. Karanam nama kriya, the one which is done. So evameva bhinnebhyaha dhatubhyaha kridanta padani padamaha. Okay, so before that there is a question, what is the continuous tense of vachi vakti ityasya shatrupratyayantam kim iti? I think it should be vachan, but it is not used, so that is why I did not include it in that list. So it should be vachan, like vadan. Vadati becomes vadan, so vachati should become vachan, but it is definitely not a used form. Okay, so that is why I did not include it under the list. Okay, so idanim atra ye dhatavah dhatunam tingantarupam dattam tasya kridantarupam vadamaha etam pratyayam ana iti pratyayah lyut iti pratyayah tasya yojanena. So please raise your hands if you want to try. Geeta Ramachandra.
Patanam.
Patanam. Patati becomes patanam.
Lekhanam.
Correct.
Or lekhanam.
No, correct. Lekhanam. Likhati. Lekhanam.
Gamanam.
Gamanam. Gachati is gamanam. You have to look at the dhatu and not the form. It is not gachanam. It will be gamanam, because gam is the dhatu. Dhanyavadaha. Harmandar Singh.
Khadati.
Hmm.
Khadanam.
Khadanam.
Kridati. Kridanam.
Kridanam. Correct.
Bhunkte.
Bhunkte.
Bhunkanam.
Bhuj iti dhatu ho. Bhojanam.
So the word
bhojanam is derived from this. Bhunkte is eat. To eat. Khadati ityarthaha tasmat bhojanam. Iti bhavati. Dhanyavadaha. So next. Balachandran.
Okay. Shunoti.
I'm sure you're familiar with it. Like karanam, you have shravanam.
Shravanam.
Shravanam. Yes. Shunoti shravanam.
Right. Gayati. Gayanam.
Gayanam.
Chintayati. Chintanam.
Chintanam. Samyak. Venkateshwaran.
Ganayati. Gananam.
Gananam.
Kathayati. Kathanam.
Kathanam.
Nityati.
Nartanam.
Nartanam.
Nrityati.
Nartanam.
Sridhar Srinivas.
Namaste. Upavishati. Upaveshanam?
Yes.
Pravishati. Praveshanam?
Praveshanam. Hmm.
Tishtati. Tishtati. Sthapanam?
Sthanam.
Sthanam.
Sthanam. Sthanam is from Tishtati. Yes.
Oh,
Okay. So, Sharada Shankaranarayan. Sharada Bhagini, na shruyate. We should check your mic. I cannot hear you. Yes, sorry.
Pratishthate.
Prasthanam. Prasthanam. Uttam. Pratishthate. Prasthanam is to leave.
Agachati. Agamanam.
Agamanam.
Vadati. Vadanam.
Vadanam. Yes, vadanam, not in the sense of you know, mouth. So vadanam is speech. Ityarthepi asti. And that is why it is called vadanam. It is the, but there is a sense of instrument which is used to speak is vadanam. Okay, that's a different suffix. Sharada Gopalan.
Yo.
Ah.
Pachati.
Pachanam.
Pachanam.
Pachanam. Yeah. Pachanam is also a form. It is correct, but it is written from pachayati. To make something.
Okay.
So, pachati, pachayati. Pachanam, pachanam.
Mm.
So, you will have both forms.
Pashyati.
Mm.
Darshanam.
Darshanam. Darshanam. Good.
Mm. Pibati. Panam.
Panam. Pibati, panam. Samyak. Sharma Mahalaya.
Yanam.
Yachati. Yati is Yanam. Yati is Yanam. Yachati, the dhatu is da. Danam. Yachati is to give. Okay, so derived from the dhatu dana. Ataha danam.
Svikaranam.
Svikaranam. Svikaroti, svikaranam.
Dhavanam.
Dhavanam. So, as I said, this lute or ana is one of the popular or general krit pratyayas which can be added to all dhatus to derive the form which just means the action. Okay. So, as you can see, there are different, there are slight differences in deriving. Say, likhati becomes lekhanam and not likhanam. Okay. So similarly, nrityati becomes nartanam and so on. So it is depends on the prakriya, what we call the prakriya. So it's quite easy once you get the general principles. So we will have a different course on kridantas. So in that, hopefully we will take all these in detail. So for now, it's just to familiarize yourself with some kridantas. Okay. So this is one. So let's have look at something else. So karoti becomes kritihi. So this is again another suffix, the ktin, which gives a strilinga form. So there are a wide variety of words which are derived using this ktin. So there is a general rule itself. Anything which ends with t is a strilinga. Okay, because the sutra itself says triyam ktin. So when you know whether it is some word is, whether it should be like harihi or matihi. So one of the common ways of identifying ikaranta strilingas is by the presence of this T. Okay. So kritihi means the same as karanam. Okay. So it's just a different suffix. So we will see the forms for this. Mahadevan.
Srishtihi.
Srijati. Srishtihi is creation.
Bhajati. Bhaktihi.
Bhaktihi. Uttamam. Devotion. The act of bhajana is bhakti. Huh.
Vakti. Uktihi.
Uktihi. Samyak. So it becomes uktihi. Next. Rao Mohane. You have to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Gachati. Gatihi.
Gatihi.
Prapnoti. Praptihi.
Praptihi. Sambhik. Prapnoti becomes praptihi. Okay.
Praptihi.
Thank you. There is one question asking for example sentences for Karanam or Kritihi. Kalidasasya Kritihi Adhigyana Shakuntalam. So Kriti, there it might be used in sense of work. So even in work, when you say work, it meaning a text or a composition. So it is the same sense here. So Kritihi is something which is done. So Ravanasya Kritihi Dushta. So whatever was done by Ravana was evil. So Karanam. Katasya Karanam Dushkaram. So making a mat is difficult. Or Sukaram, easy, etc. Okay. So we'll go to another suffix. So now this Karoti becomes Karta. So this Trich is again a general suffix. It indicates the doer, the actual karta of the action. Okay. So he who performs the action is karta. He who does is karta. Similarly, he who eats would be bhokta. He who, etc. So let us see a few words. Rajiv.
Gachati.
Ganta. Yes, Gantaro, Gantaraha. Ganta is one who goes. Yes.
One who goes, okay. Shunoti, Shunata.
Shrota, Shrotaraha. Shrota. Yes.
Vakti. Vakta.
Vakta. Samyak.
Dadati. Datta.
Data. 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 One who gives. Yes.
Pachati.
Pachadatu. Becomes Pakta. Pakta. So there is a sandhi
pakta.
There. So it becomes pakta. So ganta, pakta. Shrota, vakta, data, pakta. You can do it for anything. Okay. So as I said, bhokta or patita, etc. So this trich is a suffix which indicates the person who does it. So ganta is one who goes. Shrota is the person who hears. Vakta is the person who speaks. Data is a person who gives. Danam is the act of giving. Okay, so if you add the previous, the nul, you get the act. Danam is the act of giving. Data is the person who gives. Similarly, pachanam is the act of cooking. Pakta is the person who cooks. And similarly, vachanam, vakta, shravanam, shrota, gamanam, ganta. So for all dhatus, you have these two suffixes. Ktin is not for all, but it's also a general suffix. Okay, so there are some dhatus which do not get ktin. They get different suffixes in strilinga. Many of the dhatus get ktin. So one more, in the same sense of the karta, the person who does. So to say pakta, you can also say pachakaha. Okay, so that is null. I'm sorry. The previous suffix is called lyut. The ana is lyut. So this is nul. Nul and trich are both suffixes in kartrartha. They indicate the person who performs the action. The ana is lyut. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I've been telling it as nul. It is lyut suffix. This is nul. So this also indicates, so like you have Ganta, you can have Gamakaha, the person who goes. Okay. So we will try this out. Malakondaya.
Hari Om. Patati Patakaha.
Patakaha.
Adhyapayati Adhyapakaha.
Adhyapakaha. He who teaches is Adhyapakaha.
Nuchyati Nartakaha.
Nartakaha. Nartakaha. He who dances.
Likhati Lekhakaha.
Lekhakaha.
Gayati Gayakaha.
Sammik. So these again are suffixes which indicates the karta. Okay. Anybody else who wants to try? Those who have not tried so far? Padmanabhan.
Okay. Vadayati Vadakaha. Pruchati
Pruchakaha.
Pruchakaha, okay, that is a difficult one. Okay, Harati. Go ahead.
No. So actually, that's the easy one because there is no change. So
Pruchakaha.
Okay,
more complicated. Okay, yeah. Anyway. Harati. Harati Harakaha.
Harakaha.
Harakaha. Okay, nice. Yeah. Good. Karshati. Karshakaha.
Karshakaha.
Yeah. Bodhayati Bodhakaha.
Bodhakaha. Sammik. So these are the aka forms. So these are also indicate the karta. Okay. So now there are a few questions. Let's take it. Kritihi will come only in strilinga form. Is there no linga bheda? Yes, sir. These forms, srishtihi, they are always compulsory strilingas. Actually, if you look at the previous one, the patanam, lekhanam, etc., they are all compulsorily napumsakalinga because they indicate the action. Okay? Since they indicate the action and not a particular person, it is always in napumsakalinga. Okay? That is the default this. But this kthin, the kriti, srishti, bhakti, ukti, etc., they are compulsorily strilingas. There is no linga bheda. Okay. So next question, what is meant by srijati and vakti? Srijati is to create. Srishtihi is creation. You can also have sarjanam. That is also creation. Okay. Vakti is to speak. Like vadati, vakti is a different dhatu. So you have vachanam, uktihi, uktavan. We normally use uktavan to said. Okay? And uktaha, uktam ityadi. So that is from the dhatu vachu. Okay? So the next related question. All the krit pratyayas will not come in three lingas, is it? Yes. So if it is referring to some krit pratyayas are in all three lingas. Say you have adhyapakaha, adhyapika, and adhyapakam. You can have adhyapakam, though it is not commonly used. So if it is referring to a neuter gender thing, it can be in three lingas. So this, similarly, you have karta, kartri, kartru, ganta, gantri, gantru. So these are those which refer to a particular person. Usually these are all in three lingas. So kritavan, kritavati, kritavat, etc. Some are avyayas, as we saw kritva or kartum. There are some which are in specific lingas, like kritihi. The ktinanta is always three linga. The ghayanta, there is a suffix called ghai. So that is always pullinga. Say pathaha, Ramaha, etc. So it is all Ghai, so it is always in Pullinga and so on. Okay. So it depends on that particular suffix. Not all Kridantas will be in all Lingas. So the next question, there is a form called Krishakaha. So there are two Krishadhatus. One is in the Vadigana, which is Karshati. The other is Krishati, which is the Tudadigana. So if it is Krishati, we will have Krishakaha. If it is Karshati, we will also have Karshakaha. That is how we have Akarshakaha. Akarshakaha is from that, very attractive. So Akarshati, that which attracts, is Akarshaka. Okay. Anyaha Prashnaha. Pachayati will also result in Pachakaha, like Pachati. Yes, in this you cannot make out the difference between Nijanta. So whether it is Harati or Harayati, it will both be Harakaha. So Karoti, Karayati, both will be Karakaha. So in the Nullanta, you cannot, by looking at the form, you cannot tell whether it is Nijanta or not. Using the context, you can tell. Anya Prashnaha Santiva? Any other questions with Kridantas? We are not going very much into detail in Kridantas. This is just to give a basic idea of some of the Kridantas so that I can tell about the Shashti Vibhakti in relation to Kridantas. Okay. So if we don't know Kridantas, it will be difficult to appreciate those forms. That is why I just did an introduction to Kridantas. So we will know more when we learn about Kridantas. Okay, so can we move ahead with this? So now you have the Shashti Vibhakti. Just one moment, please. Etani Vakyani Pashyamaha. Kalidasasya Lekhanam Kovana Ichati. Who does not like Kalidasa's writing? So you have a word Kalidasasya Lekhanam. As we know, Lekhanam iti Kridantam. Lekhanam is writing. So kaha likhati? Kalidasaha likhati. Ataha Kalidasasya Lekhanam. Is Kalidasa is the karta of Lekhana. So lekhana kriyayam kalidasaha karta, and the kartrapada is in shashti vibhakti. So in association with kridantas, the instead of tritiya we have shashti on the kartrapada. Kalidasasya lekhanam. Ramasya gamanam dukkhakaram. So Rama's going is very sad. So gamanam kaha gachyati, ramaha gachyati, ramasya gamanam. So ramaha karta. So kartrapadat shashti vibhaktihi, ramasya gamanam. Shvaha amerikam prati mitrasya prasthanam bhavati. Shvaha mitram pratishthate. So my friend will leave tomorrow for America. So mitrasya prasthanam. So mitram karta, he is the one who is leaving. Okay, so you have shashti. Bhagavataha srishtihi adbhuta. Creation of the God is wonderful. So kaha srijati? Bhagavan srijati. Right, so Bhagavan is the karta for srishti. So in all these cases, you have the Kridanta and the Kartrupada is in Shashti Vibhakti. Okay? So Kalidasasya Lekhanam, Ramasya Gamanam, Mitrasya Prasthanam, Bhagavataha Srishtihi. So in all these, the Kartrupada is in Shashti Vibhakti. Okay? So we will look at this. So Mahabharatam Kritihi. Mahabharatam is creation or the work. Okay, who did the work? Kaha Kritavan? Vyasaha Kritavan. Vyasaha Mahabharatam Kritavan. So Ataha Mahabharatam Kim Iti Valama. Okay. Harmandar Singh.
Mahabharatam Mahabharatasya Kritihi.
No, Kasya Kritihi. That in brackets should be changed.
Oh, Mahabharatam Vyasasya Kritihi. Sorry.
Mahabharatam Vyasasya Kritihi. So Vyasaha Mahabharatam Kritavan. Ataha Mahabharatam Vyasasya Kritihi. The work of Vyasa.
Upadhyayasya Vachanam Chatraha Palayanti.
Samyak. Upadhyayasya Vachanam. The words of the teacher. So whatever the teacher tells, upadhyayaha vakti, upadhyayasya vachanam chatraha palayanti. Okay. Shivaram Kulukarni.
Namo namah. Gauryaha ganam bahu maduram.
Gauryaha ganam. Gauri gayati. Gauryaha ganam bahu maduram.
Bahu maduram. Ramayaha nrutyam aham ichhami.
Rama nrutyati. Ramayaha nrutyam aham ichhami.
Ichhami.
So, atra sarvatra kartrarthe shashti. Okay, see, we instinctively use shashti in all these sentences. Okay, so the difficulty is not with using shashti. We know and we instinctively using shashti. But many times we do not realize why or what is exactly being conveyed by the shashti. Okay, so this exercise is for that. So in all these, you can see that it is the karta who gets shashti.
Mitranam gamanena vayam dukhita.
Mitranam gamanena vayam dukhitaha. Mitraha gachanti. Mitranam gamanena vayam dukhitaha.
Lavakushayoho krida sitam anandayati.
Lavakushayoho krida. Lavakushau kridataha. Lavakushayoho krida sitam anandayati. So the play of Lava and Kusha delight Sita. So next, Gita.
Bhasasya uktihi hasam janayati.
Bhasasya uktihi. Bhasaha vakti antama vadati. Bhasasya uktihi hasam janayati.
Ambayaha pakaha ruchikaraha.
Ambayah pakaha ruchikaraha. Amba pachati. Ambayah pakaha ruchikaraha. Next. Malakondaya.
Harivam. Harinyaha.
Harini. Yase bahuvachanam. Harinyaha.
Harinyaha. Gauryaha Gauryoho Gaurinam. Harinam Dhavanam Manoharam Bhavati.
Harininam Dhavanam Manoharam.
Manoharam Bhavati.
So the running of deer is very beautiful to see. Harinyaha Dhavanti. Harininam Dhavanam Manoharam Bhavati.
Manoharam Harinam. Rajendraha. Rajendrasya Lekaha Maya Na Patitaha.
I have not read Rajendra's writing. So Rajendraha likhati, Rajendrasya lekhaha maya na patitaha.
Na patitaha.
So next, Venkateshwaran. द्रौपदी हसति द्रौपद्याः हासेन दुर्योधनस्य कोपः उत्पन्नः. या सो दट् इस् द्रौपद्याः गुरवः सो गुरूणां. So we have non-speaking. So this is the same as saying Ajna Gurunam Avicharaniya. So it's just a famous this one. So Guravaha Ajna Payanti. Ajna Gurunam. Gurunam Ajna Avicharaniya. That is, you should not try to decide whether it's right or not. You should just go ahead and do it. That is what it says. Agnya Gurunam Hevicharaniya. So Gurunam Agnya. Guravaha Agnya Payanti. Gurunam Agnya Avicharaniya. Okay. So all these are cases where we see that the Kartrupada is in Shashti. Okay. So there is also a case where Kridanta Yoga Karma Padasya Shashti Bhavati. Okay, so with Kridantas, in both Karta and Karma can get Shashti based on the context. Idanim etani vakyani pashyamaha. Vayam Krishnasya Pujanam Kurmaha. Pujanam is worship. Who worships? We worship. Whom? Krishna. Vayam Krishnam Pujayamaha. Vayam Krishnasya Pujanam Kurmaha. You should remember this is not Kartari. Krishna is not worshipping. Krishnaha na Pujayati. Vayam Krishnam Pujayamaha. Ataha Krishnaha Karma. So it is the Karma which is getting Shashti here. Vayam Krishnasya Pujanam Kurmaha. Valmikihi Ramayanasya Karta. So Ramayanasya Karta. Kaha Karoti? Valmikihi Karoti. Kim Karoti? Ramayanam Karoti. Ataha Valmikihi Ramayanasya Karta. Atra Ramayanam Karma. Right? It is not the Karta, it is the Karma. Veenayaha Vadanena Manaha Prafullam Bhavati. By playing the veena, the mind becomes refreshed. Okay. So veenayaha vadanam. Kaha vadayati? Veena na vadayati. Kaschit veenam vadayati. Okay. Ataha veenayaha vadanam. So veena is the object in vadana. It is made to play. Okay. It doesn't play itself. Upadhyayaha kavyasya bodhanam karoti. The teacher teaches the kavya. So bodhanam. Kaha bodhayati? Upadhyayaha bodhayati. Kim bodhayati? Kavyam bodhayati. Ataha kavyasya bodhanam. So kavyam tatra karma. Okay. So as you can see in these cases, it is the karma which gets shashti and not the karta. Okay. Wait, what happened? Just a moment. There's supposed to be some more slides here for the exercises. अस्तु इदानीम् अस्य अभ्यासं कुर्मः. शारदा शङ्करनारायणन्.
रघुवंशस्य कर्ता कालिदासः.
रघुवंशस्य कर्ता कालिदासः. कालिदासः रघुवंशं करोति. रघुवंशस्य कर्ता कालिदासः.
लोकस्य सृष्टिः भगवता कृता.
लोकस्य सृष्टिः, द क्रियेशन् आफ् द वर्ल्ड् वास् डन् बै द लार्ड्. स्वत्र लोकः न सृजति, भगवान् सृजति. भगवान् लोकं सृजति. लोकस्य सृष्टिः भगवता कृता. लक्ष्मी.
महाराजः दरिद्रेभ्यः वस्त्राणां दानं करोति.
वस्त्राणां दानं करोति. महाराजः दरिद्रेभ्यः वस्त्राणि ददाति. सो वस्त्र इस् कर्म. वस्त्राणां दानं करोति.
वेदानां श्रवणं पुण्यप्रदम्.
वेदानां श्रवणं पुण्यप्रदम्. सो लिसनिङ्ग् टु द वेदास् गिव्स् पुण्य. So here the Vedas are being heard. They do not hear. Vedaha na shrunvanti. Vayam Vedan shrunumaha. Ataha Vedaha karma. Okay. Next. Balachandran.
Krishikaha kshetrasya karshanam karoti.
कृषिकः क्षेत्रस्य कर्षणं करोति. क्षेत्रं कर्षति. हि प्लोस् द फील्ड्. क्षेत्रस्य कर्षणं करोति.
ताराणां गणनं न शक्यम्.
ताराणां गणनं, कौण्टिङ्ग् आफ् द स्टार्स्. सो वयं ताराः गणयितुं न शक्नुमः. ताराणां गणनं न शक्यम्. सो कौण्टिङ्ग् आफ् स्टार्स्. स्टार्स् आर् द आब्जेक्ट् आफ् कौण्टिङ्ग्. राव् महोदय.
कथायाः कथनम् आसक्तिकरम् आसीत्.
कथायाः कथनम्, द रेसैटल् आफ् द स्टोरी वास् इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग्. So katha is the object.
Lekhani krayanam kartum aham apanam gacchami. लेखन्याः क्रयणं कर्तुम् अहम् आपणं गच्छामि.
लेखन्याः क्रयणं कर्तुं, लेखनीं क्रेतुम् इत्यर्थः. अतः लेखन्याः क्रयणं कर्तुम् अहम् आपणं गच्छामि. राजीव. राजीव् महोदय. श्रूयते. हरमन्दर् सिंह महोदय.
सः उत्तमश्लोकानां रचनं करोति.
सः उत्तमश्लोकानां रचनं करोति. सः उत्तमश्लोकान् रचयति. श्लोकानां रचनं करोति.
धर्मस्य पालनं कर्तव्यम्.
स सर्वैः धर्मस्य पालनं कर्तव्यं. सर्वे धर्मं पालयेयुः, धर्मस्य पालनं कर्तव्यम्. श्रीधर.
नमस्ते. शुनकः गृहस्य रक्षणं करोति.
गृहस्य रक्षणं, गृहं रक्षति, गृहस्य रक्षणं करोति.
फलानि, फलानां खादनं स्वास्थ्यं वर्धयति.
फलानां खादनं, स्वयं फलानि खादामः, फलानां खादनं स्वास्थ्यं वर्धयति. सो ईटिङ्ग् आफ् फ्रूट्स् इम्प्रूव्स् हेल्त्. सो एषु स्थलेषु कर्मवाचकस्य षष्ठी अस्ति. Okay. So you should remember that it's only in context. I mean, some cases it is obvious. In some cases it is only depending on the context where we can know whether it is the karta or the karma. Say for example, srishtihi. You have bhagavataha srishtihi, lokasya srishtihi. So when you are saying bhagavataha srishtihi adbhuta, you're saying the one which was created by the Lord, which is Bhagavan is the Karta. But when you say Lokasya Srishtihi, creation of the world, we mean Loka as the Karma. Okay. So whether Bhagavataha Srishtihi can also be Karma. Say for example, Bhagavataha Srishtihi Kena Krita. By whom was the creation of the Lord done? If that is the question, then Bhagavataha will be karma. But when you are saying the Lord created, whether He created something or He was created by something else, so depending on that, both karta and karma can get shashti. So when you say Krishnasya bhajanam, so we know that Krishna is not the one who is doing the bhajana, so He is the karma. But when you say something like Udayalur Kalyana Ramasya Bhajanam Samyagasit, so He is the person who is performing the bhajana. He is not the object. Okay? So using the context, we decide. We don't even think about it. We generally interpret it correctly. But using the context, we decide whether it is karta or karma, which is having shashti. Okay? So what happens if there are both? Say, Bhagavan Srishtim Karoti. Bhagavan Lokam Srijati. The Lord creates the world. So there is one instance somewhere here. So in that case, the rule is, so you can see here, Lokasya Srishtihi Bhagavata Krita. So you have Srishti, which is creation of the world by the Lord. You have both Karta and Karma. In this case, the rule is the Karma will get Shashti, and the Karta will get the original Vibhakti, which is Tritiya. The default Vibhakti for Karta, you should remember, is Tritiya. So Karta gets Tritiya, and it is the Karma which will get Shashti. So if there is a case where both are present, so it is the Karma which will always receive precedence. Okay, Karma will get Shashti, and Karta will get original Vibhakti, whichever it is, Prathama or Tritiya, depending on the case. Okay. So with that, we will stop today's class and we'll continue in the next class. Prashnaha Santiva, any questions? So we'll stop here. रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते, रामं रमेशं भजे, रामेणाभिहता निशाचरसमूः, रामाय तस्मै नमः. रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं, रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं. रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे, भो राम मामुद्धर. गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः, मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. Somebody has asked for the link of Tinganta. The Tinganta course is over, so we will not be getting any link for the classes. I have not been able to update the materials in the website because of website issues. It is available in Google Drive. I had shared the link with all the students. Similarly, the materials of Vibhakti, even this class, I will update in the same Google Drive folder and the video on YouTube, so you can refer to it. So if anybody has any issues in accessing, if you are not able to access, please send me an email. I'll look into it. Okay.